Recollections of D-Day, brought to you by Auto Fair Chrysler, Gold Street in Manchester.
We liked the British girls an awful lot. Yeah. They were pretty. Yeah. I don't know. They had beautiful complexion, and they could dance. Oh, could they dance?
You may know Joseph Malte as host of WFEA's Franco-American Hour, but you may not know he is a Purple Heart recipient and was a prisoner of war after his plane was shot down over Germany. He had joined the National Guard in 1940, but later transferred to the fledgling Army Air Corps, where he was the radio man on a C-47 transport plane during the D-Day invasion.
In Normandy, we took in the 82nd and 101st Airborne Divisions, which, of course, were the famous divisions, you know, with the Screaming Eagles and the 82nd.
Part of the first wave of invasion forces, Malte's plane dropped its paratroopers over France.
It's so pathetic because so many of those boys landed in water and landed in swamps with all the equipment they had on them. So many things strapped onto them that when they did have the misfortune of landing in water above their heads, they went right down and they never came up again. They had a lot of courage, I mean, those paratroopers.
After dropping their paratroopers, Malte and his crew headed back to England and came upon an unforgettable sight.
The troops on the ground didn't have a good shot at us. We were going at full speed over treetops, heading back towards the channel. And as we arrived over the channel, of course, then we gained some altitude. And I could see this armada of ships coming across the channel. Striking sight. Hundreds of ships. And a lot of them perished, too. They were, because the Germans started opening up on us, and I was fortunate I came back to England. It was something I'll never forget.
Ironically, Navy man Harold Estabrook of Concord was down there on the USS Arkansas, and he remembers the aircraft.
Unbelievable. The sky was blanketed with planes. You'll never, never see a sight like that again. American planes going over to bomb France. It was just horizon to horizon of planes.
Jack Eisenberg of Manchester was doing anti-submarine duty on the PC-1232, one of the 5,000 ships off the coast of France.
I don't understand to this day how the Beachmaster was able to keep track of what was going on. He knew that certain units were to be a certain place at a certain time. And that's the way it was. You know, you had traffic all over the place.
Next, invading the beaches from the water. Recollections of D-Day. I'm Ed Bruder, WFEA News.